Johnny Cade was last and least. If you can picture a little dark puppy that has been kicked too many times and is lost in a crowd of strangers, you'll have Johnny. He was the youngest next to me, smaller than the rest with a slight build. He had big black eyes and a dark tan face. His hair was jet black and heavily greased and combed to the side, but it was so long that it fell in shaggy bangs across his forehead. He had a nervous, suspicious look in his eyes, and that beating he got from the Socs didn't help matters. He was the gang's pet, everyone's kid brother. His father was always beating him up, and his mother ignored him, except when she was hacked off at something, and then you could hear her yelling at him clear down at our house. I think he hated that worse than getting whipped. He would have run away a million times if we hadn't been there. If it hadn't been for the gang, Johnny would never have known what love and affection are. I wiped my eyes hurriedly. Did you catch him? Nope, they got away this time, the dirty. Two-Bit went on cheerfully, calling the Socs every name he could think of or make up. The kid's okay? I'm okay. I tried to think of something to say. I'm usually pretty quiet around people, even the gang. I changed the subject. I didn't know you were out of the cooler yet, Dally.
Good behavior. Got off early.
Dallas lit a cigarette and handed it to Johnny. Everyone sat down to have a smoke and relax. A smoke always lessens the tension. I had quit trembling and my color was back. The cigarette was calming me down. Two-Bit cocked an eyebrow.
Nice looking bruise you got there, kid.
I touched my cheek gingerly. Really? Two-Bit nodded sagely.
Nice cut, too. Makes you look tough.
Tough and tough are two different words. Tough is the same as rough. Tough, T-U-F-F, means cool, sharp, like a tough-looking Mustang or a tough record. In our neighborhood, both are compliments. Steve flicked his ashes at me.
What were you doing walking by your lonesome?
Leave it to good old Steve to bring up something like that. I was coming home from the movies. I didn't think...
You don't ever think,
Derry broke in.
Not at home or anywhere when it counts. You must think at school with all those good grades you bring home. And you've always got your nose in a book. But do you ever use your head for common sense? No siree, bub. And if you did have to go by yourself, you should have carried a blade.
I just stared at the hole in the toe of my tennis shoe. Me and Derry just didn't dig each other. I never could please him. He would have hollered at me for carrying a blade if I had carried one. If I brought home B's, he wanted A's. And if I got A's, he wanted to make sure they stayed A's. If I was playing football, I should be in studying. And if I was reading, I should be out playing football. He never hollered at Soda Pop, not even when Soda dropped out of school or got tickets for speeding. He just hollered at me. Soda was glaring at him.
Leave my kid brother alone, you hear? It ain't his fault he likes to go to the movies, and it ain't his fault the Socs like to jump us. And if he had been carrying a blade, it would have been a good excuse to cut him to ribbons.
Soda always takes up for me. Derry said impatiently,
When I want my kid brother to tell me what to do with my other kid brother, I'll ask you, kid brother.
But he laid off me. He always does when Soda Pop tells him to. Most of the time.
Next time, get one of us to go with you, pony boy,
Two-Bit said.
Any of us will.